This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, hour number two. We do 3 hours of radio every day of the year, pretty much. There are a couple times when Ian and Mark decide to go to some crypto convention or something like that, but 99.9% of the time you tune in, we're going to be here for you where you can call in and you can change the subject. We've been talking about guns, and we've been talking about policies of Walmart and now Wegmans and now CVS. And some other national chains that are saying respectfully, please don't bring your open carry guns in here. Don't display your gun. If you're going to bring your gun, don't display it. They all stop short of saying we no longer welcome guns in our stores.
Like, right. And it begs the question of what would they do if somebody wasn't feeling too respectful.
Right.
If they walked in. And they walk into the Walmart, they're open carrying, just a handgun. I'm not talking about one of these guys with a rifle slung to his back. Those guys are totally looking for attention, clearly.
Right.
But somebody waltzing in with a handgun, going about their business, does a manager then come up to them and say, excuse me, sir, we have a new policy where we are respectfully requesting that you leave the gun outside or conceal carry it in the store. And then if the person comes back and says, well, thanks for the request, I'll just go ahead and continue my shopping now.
Request denied.
Are they going to then say, well, sir, I'm going to have to insist? Or will they turn around and say, well, thanks, have a nice day? I mean, how are they going to handle that is what I'm curious about.
And that'll be in...
Well, hopefully they're going to arm these Walmart managers just in case.
That's a good idea.
Before they send them out to do this.
I don't think they'll do that.
No, I don't think they will either,
yeah.
Which is why Johnson, whose loved one works in a Walmart, is concerned because she's in management, and so it would then fall to her to approach anybody who walks in with a gun, and then, you know, as nobody's pointing out here, she won't be armed, likely by Walmart policy, so
right.
That means that if there's really a psychopath that has just walked into the store, their first target will be the Walmart employee or manager or whoever it is that is tasked with approaching them.
Yeah, and lots of companies have a no, and forget about your policy for your customers. What is the policy for employees?
Mm.
Lots of places that are otherwise gun-friendly have a no firearms allowed
at
by
work.
Employees
yep,
by, at work. So that begs the question, are they going to ask everyone to be disarmed? And I don't care which side of the debate you're on, and if you're against guns, period, you're not even going to believe this. But actually, Americans save people's lives every day with the use of a handgun or a rifle. They stop crime. This actually happens. The estimated number in the United States is somewhere around 500,000 crimes are stopped by a private individual with a firearm. Some of those are openly carried. Some are hidden.
My Uncle Lou had to shoot a guy in Fresno.
That's terrible.
In the 70s or 80s, he was running a store, and the guy came in and tried to rob him, and he shot back. And, I'm glad my Uncle Lou had a gun, because, I loved my Uncle Lou.
Yeah.
You know, he's gone now, but, I'm glad he survived that encounter by having a firearm.
And regarding open carry, a lot of crime is stopped by the appearance of a gun. If somebody, if a robber comes in...
Before it even starts.
Right, before it even starts. They see that, okay, if I rob this Walmart, I'm going to be dodging bullets too. Not just everybody else. I'm going to be having to keep myself alive. That's a deterrent.
Now, well, it is a deterrent. Now, the tactical risk of open carry as opposed to concealed carry is, let's say you're confronted with a different quality of criminal. Say you're dealing with a determined bank robber. His response to seeing a firearm openly on one customer's hip might be to shoot that customer in the back of the head and to get everybody else's attention.
Sure.
If he only sees one.
Yeah, that's a risk the open carrier is taking.
Oh, yeah, sure. It is a risk. It's a risk I took. It's just something you have to work into your calculus is when you open carry, you give up surprise. So if somebody hostile does show up, he knows exactly where his attention needs to be.
Yeah, and that's a... That's a legitimate concern. I just I hope people continue to do what feels right for them. I hope a lot of people continue to open carry where they're allowed. I hope they conceal carry where they're not allowed to open carry. You know, like I said, I was in Walmart today. It didn't stop me from concealed carry. I never even gave it a thought. I don't really give it much of a thought here in New Hampshire, which has very liberal gun laws. Compared to some places in the country where, you know, even if I were caught with a round of ammo in my car and no gun, I could be arrested. Hello, Massachusetts.
That happened to nobody in Massachusetts, actually. You were arrested for a handgun and I think a little bit of ammo, right?
Yeah, I had a 5-shot Taurus 357 and I had a, 5 rounds of ammunition and, well, also a half a pound of weed. And
amazingly, you got, what, time served on that? And they just took the gun and the weed and, like, after a little bit of court wrangling, you were done.
Yeah, yeah. It
they
was,
just straight up robbed him.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I actually had a public defender who was vocally willing to make this into another Heller case, and I think they wanted it to go away.
Yeah, that's that. We're done. Go back to New Hampshire.
Yeah, because, you know, her whole theory was if you can leave if you can legally have a gun in your car in New Hampshire and you can legally drive across Massachusetts to get to Pennsylvania, where you can legally have a gun in your car, then why couldn't you turn around halfway there?
Yeah.
You know, and that's just an oddity of the way the law has worked and been interpreted.
Well, and there was the Firearm Owners Protection Act or something like that that was signed by Reagan, and it was supposed to provide that you could cross state lines, you know, if you had a firearm, and instead it sort of created this whole insanity that states said, well, if they stop for the night, then, you know, God forbid, then that law ceases to apply. It's insanity.
Yeah, absolute insanity. And have they ever enforced a case like that?
Yes, New York City is notorious for it, and I'll explain the circumstances in an example. A friend of mine was traveling to North Carolina, and he was from California, and he had his handgun with him, and he locked it in a case to ship on an airline, and he went on said airline. He got into LaGuardia, and he, you know, got his baggage, and then he went and stayed in a hotel for the night, and then he went back to LaGuardia for the second leg of his travels.
Uh-huh.
And he went in and he said, I'm just here to check my legally transported firearm. They said, no problem, just a second. And they called hotel security, and he was immediately arrested.
Hotel security?
Excuse me, airport security.
Okay.
Immediately arrested and charged.
Because he went into New York with the gun, basically.
Yes. Even though
it was in a hotel.
And spent the night in a hotel.
Yeah.
And went on his way the next day. But that is it. And there are lots and lots and lots of...
What happened to the case?
As far as I know, he ended up plea dealing or something that got him out of it. This was a few years back. But it is surprisingly common that New York loves to bus people at airports, even when they're traveling legally. You know, that's what this law was supposed to address. You know, you should be able to travel without saying papers, please, everywhere you go. And you should have the ability to lawfully carry your sidearm from point A to point B within the United States. We got that whole, what's it called? Second Amendment type thing. But a lot of people don't like it, and New York certainly doesn't.
And San Francisco, they just passed a resolution against the NRA calling it a domestic terrorist organization.
We are definitely getting to that. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. You can also use Discord. Discord is a very cool app. If you want to contact us, all you got to do is load up the Discord app on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop. Use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are in the studio with us. And the us in studio is myself, Chris.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking gun control, and we were just sort of getting into the Firearm Owners Protection Act, a federal law that's supposed to allow you to travel across state lines if you're legally allowed to possess your firearm in state A and you're traveling to state B where it's legal. You should be able to cross across all sorts of states where it may have some regulation against it. It doesn't always work out that way. We were discussing that, and this is all discussion sort of started with Walmart and Kroger and Wegmans and a number of other businesses that have decided to follow Walmart's lead and say no more open carry in our stores. It upsets some people. And we say it also makes your stores less safe, because I don't know any of those stores that actually have armed guards that are there to protect you. Your protection is up to you. But it's private property, which makes it a little stickier. And personally, places tell me they don't want me to show up with a gun, I will no longer be a patron at your store or your restaurant. Don't go to Starbucks anymore. I don't go to Panera Bread anymore, because they voiced that preference. And Walmart has said they just don't want to see it openly carried, so I won't openly carry at a Walmart or those other stores.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And, Ian, you had another story.
Yeah, actually, it was nobody that had this one, but he doesn't have a laptop, so I got it now. From the Washington Post, which I'm surprised I'm able to read this, because they put down insane levels of restrictions on their website recently. But the San Francisco Board of Supervisors apparently passed a resolution this week declaring the National Rifle Association a, quote, domestic terrorist organization.
Now, how does... So a city declared this.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors, which sounds like a city body.
They are supervisors, after all.
It's terrorists calling activists terrorists.
There you go. Tell me more.
Yeah.
This is just too bizarre.
They are now urging the city to examine their financial relationships with companies that do business with the group. So, if you've got a contract with the city of San Francisco and you have a contract with the NRA, they may be trying to break ties with you. The sharply worded declaration noted recent acts of gun violence, including the July shooting that killed three people, all younger than 26, at a food festival in Gilroy, California. Hey, wait a minute. I thought that California has strict gun restrictions. How did that happen?
Yeah, they got a lot of gun control in California.
The gentleman at the Gilroy, I believe this was the Garlic Festival.
Food festival of some sort.
Yes, I think it was a garlic festival. He traveled to Nevada to purchase a firearm and then traveled back to California. So I thought California's magic border would have
filtered it out,
you know, just kind of scoops up all guns as you pass it.
Maybe,
but evidently,
need to build
that's
a wall.
Not the case. Build a wall. Build another wall. California is, they're probably further along in putting a wall on the southern border than any other state. They've been working on that thing for years.
Here's the an excerpt from the declaration. Quote, the National Rifle Association musters its considerable wealth and organizational strength to promote gun ownership and incite gun owners to acts of violence?
Yes. I just...
If I were at the NRA legal department, I would be preparing a suit for libel and slander and defamation of character.
Hey, look, I'm not going to defend the National Rifle Rifle Association generally. I think they're a weak-ass group as far as gun rights is concerned. But I'm going to defend them in this instance because I don't believe that the NRA has actually done anything to incite anyone to an act of violence. It's certainly not an act of initial violence. I mean, obviously the NRA supports defensive violence, but I don't think that's what they're suggesting here.
Although the NRA doesn't support defensive violence against police.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they've got magic suits.
I just, the NRA, and here's another, you know, this is a little bit of insider knowledge from, for you gun haters out there. You know, you want to talk to somebody who has been an NRA member? You want to know what I got from the NRA? Every day, pretty much every day, you get a secret communique.
Asking from for money.
They ask for more money. And if you like, you can get this Charlton Heston wristwatch if you send them, you know, 10,000. It's just every day. And if you want to save the planet, convince someone to stop being an NRA member.
Well, they're all like that. I mean, that's just every think tank activist group in Washington, D.C. is constantly sending fundraising newsletters.
They do need
it's
the money.
It's so annoying.
The problem is the NRA doesn't actually support gun owners either. I mean, that's the real issue.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean, they were nowhere on Philandro Castile.
Exactly.
Which was very irritating. That
silence.
Was a clear case of extrajudicial police
this
murder.
This was the black gentleman in the car who got shot to death for no reason, right?
Yeah.
For being a legal gun owner?
He had a legal gun on him, and they just shot him.
He had a concealed carry permit.
You know, some people thought it was because the NRA is racist. I think it's because the NRA has their cop suckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's sad to see organizations that used to do good things come down on that side. The NRA has been through a whole. A real disaster in terms of their oversight, and that this is outside of the issue at all, but people were making an awful lot of money working for the NRA, and a lot of nice houses were bought by the NRA, so it's just not a good organization, and I haven't sent them in. I dropped my membership a decade ago, more.
Yeah, I'd prefer gun owners... Gun Owners of America.
Yeah.
Aren't the Jews for Preservation of Firearm Ownership pretty principled?
They may be. Well? I'm not familiar with
them. They're very principled, but they're not very big.
Right. Right. Well, neither is Gun Owners of America compared to NRA, right? Like, isn't the NRA just, don't they dwarf all the rest of them?
They probably do.
Probably. They're the establishment choice for that.
Yeah.
Well, and the reason why they're going to, you know, be pro-cop is because they're pandering to usually people who are on the right wing who are also, for the most part, very pro-law enforcement because they view themselves as, we're law-abiding citizens.
Right.
We're just law-abiding. We would never disobey the law.
Like and our so, police never
right,
disobey
Right. We love our police. They're out there helping us enforce the laws, and they like guns, too, except when they're taking them from you.
Exactly. It's insane, and what we need are more support for smaller gun rights groups that actually understand what this stuff is about. And the Jewish organizations, those are people who definitely know because they already got their guns taken away by Hitler. 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster has a message for everyone.
If you don't need to be out, don't go out. And in this kind of situation, you don't need to go out. Stay off the streets. It's very dangerous.
The Category 2 hurricane is pounding the South Carolina coast with rain, strong winds, and isolated tornadoes. Fotis Doulos is facing new charges in the connection with the disappearance of his estranged wife. He was arrested at his home in Connecticut on Wednesday on tampering with evidence charges. Doulos spoke to reporters after being bailed out of jail.
It's an exhausting fight. I love my children. That's about it.
State police released the arrest warrant on Wednesday, which alleges that Doulos used a borrowed pickup truck to move the body of his estranged wife. His new girlfriend helped him move the body and also confessed to detectives that Jennifer's body was in the truck at some point. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in. You can. We've been talking guns and gun control and Walmart's decision to no longer welcome people who are open carrying. It's kind of unclear what they're doing. They're just respectfully asking people not to open carry in their stores. But first, I want to tell you about Balance of Nature. Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, or you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has a solution. With just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their vegetable capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. That's a lot of nutrition. For a limited time, you can also get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. That's the fruit capsules and the veggie capsules. Just go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. That's balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL. I tried these. Our good friend Riley Blake, who
works for them.
Does he? That's how I got a hold of
him. Yeah.
So he does the Daily Digest for Free Talk Live. It's a short 30-minute synopsis of what we talk about every night. He does it, and he does a great job.
But you can get that over at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But he had given me some of these when he was out here in New Hampshire last time, and I said, sure, I'll go give him a shot. And they sat on my shelf for 2-3 months, and so I figured last night I'd give them a try. I thought that the fruit didn't taste like anything. It's just a capsule, keep in mind. You can swallow these and probably not get any flavor. I got a little flavor out of the vegetable. It tasted remarkably salad-like. It's a sort of a mix of all vegetables. I don't know. I'm going to try them again when I get home and see if I get that taste, but, you know, there's...
I tried the fiber mix thing, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Really? I haven't tried that.
It's sitting in the kitchen if you want to.
Really? How many are you supposed to...
1 to 2 scoops.
Scoops, so
glass
is
of water
something
or whatever.
You mix in.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's like spices. So they made like a fiber mix out of spices.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I looked at their website. Everything appears to be, it's 100% natural. I mean, mm-hmm. like...
It smells like a spice cabinet when you open that thing. I'm like, geez.
That's sort of the feeling I got. Yeah. It's like I was in the middle of the vegetable aisle at a grocery store and just... And it has other stuff. It has shiitake mushrooms in there and all kinds of stuff. It's all flashy.
Yeah, I put it off for a few days because I wasn't. That doesn't smell enticing, but it wasn't bad. It was, you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Good. Our experiment will continue. Ian, you've been telling us about some news out of San Francisco. I know that's a shocker. Who is this group that's...
This is the Board of Supervisors, and I presume that's like the same thing as the City Council, but I don't know for sure, because they have different names for these things in different parts of the country, right? Like in New York, they're... oh, God, what are they called? They're not city councilors in New York.
Yeah,
aldermen.
Aldermen, thank you, that's it. Actually, even in New Hampshire, they've got different names. Manchester, they call them aldermen. Here in Keene, which is also a city, they're called city councilors.
Right, we have that.
There's selectmen at the town level.
Town level, it depends on the size. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's kind of like the occult. You have to vary your spells to keep people fooled.
Right.
You have to, this has a special meaning, and these have special meaning.
Well, it literally is a cult, as far as, you know, they have their charismatic leader, they have their jargon, they have their, you know, culty traditions, and it's very much like a cult.
Indeed.
And they'll kill you if you try to get away.
That's right.
This group of occultists have decided to declare the NRA a terrorist organization.
Right.
I don't know what that does, because who are you to
declare? It's just
declare
the San Francisco.
Yeah,
you know,
you're just making
it's a political statement.
Political statement, and that's it.
But that may not be all, though. They are saying they're looking at their financial relationships with companies that also do business with the NRA.
That's interesting.
So they may try to put some economic pressure on companies that do business with them. They said in their statement that the NRA, the National Rifle Association, musters its considerable wealth and organizational strength to promote gun ownership and incite gun owners to acts of violence. I don't think there's any evidence for that.
Completely false.
They continue, though, saying, quote, the National Rifle Association spreads propaganda that misinforms and aims to deceive the public about the dangers of gun violence, and ellipsis, don't know what they cut out there, the leadership of National Rifle Association promotes extremist positions. Like what? Like enforcing the gun laws that are on the books?
Yeah, that, because they don't fight for any new, I won't say, they never fight for repealing any gun laws.
No.
And as far as I'm concerned, every gun law is in violation of the Second Amendment. That's my personal opinion.
It's a fact.
Everything.
Republicans had total control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency.
House.
They didn't repeal a single gun law.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And, I'd have to look at the timing. Did they enact some during that time, too?
I don't think they did.
Yeah, I think that.
Because the only thing we've had is the bump stock grab, and that was just Trump directing somebody to change their opinion on what a bump stock was, basically.
Basically, what he magically did with his pen and his instructions was turned a piece of plastic into a machine gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in the eyes of the law, this previously rarely used firearms accessory, it was just a joke. Bump stocks were a joke until one guy used one. And the entire history of bump stock attacks in the United States, as far as I know, has been one. So based on the actions of one crazy guy, let's take away your right to own pieces of plastic.
The leadership of the NRA, says the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, promotes extremist positions in defiance of the views of a majority of its membership. Well, now, if that were true, first of all, we don't agree that they promote extremist positions. They take pretty, you know, lame positions when it comes to gun rights. But even if it were true, if they were defying the views of the majority of their membership, then you would think the majority of their membership would exercise their majority influence and change the organization or leave it.
Yeah.
So I don't buy this claim at all. And they further claim they're defying the views of the public, which, of course, is, it's a code word. They don't.
Right.
Sometimes the public means all of us. And sometimes the public is code for the government.
Or sometimes it's liberals who support what we, the people of San Francisco, or the board of whatever, support.
Further, they claim that their so-called extremist positions, quote, undermine the general welfare, unquote. The resolution was adopted unanimously by the board's 11 supervisors, noting many of the statistics that make the United States stand out in terms of gun violence, stating that the country's gun homicide rate is, quote, 25 times higher than any other high-income country in the world, unquote, and that 36,000 people in the United States die in gun-related incidents every year, which, of course, can mean a whole range of different things.
The bulk of those, I'm going to say, the bulk of the deaths are due to the war on drugs. The bulk of gun violence is due to the war on drugs.
Yeah.
And that's going to be either the police killing people because they're involved in the drug trade, or it's drug dealers killing other drug dealers.
Well, remember, this wasn't a statistic
killing
about
people who try to rob drug dealers.
This wasn't a statistic about gun violence. This was gun-related incidents.
Which includes suicide and all sorts of other
things. It includes somebody who dies with a gun in the room.
Right.
You know?
And that's casting a pretty wide net. Unbelievable. 855-450-FREE. What do you think when your city board makes a political statement on your behalf? This is Free Talk Live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to
right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you call to get on the air and tell us what's on your mind. It doesn't have to be what we're talking about. We've been talking about insanity in gun regulations and insanity in San Francisco. I don't know why I used an and in that. If I hear insanity in San Francisco, it usually has to do with some gun regulations. First, I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site. And this is a big bonus. All communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And Ian has been telling us about this board of supervisors in San Francisco.
You did check, and this is basically the city council, except they're county council, basically.
In the world of municipal politics, sometimes, like in New Hampshire, the people are the legislative branch of government, of local government. The people in live in my town, we're the legislators. In San Francisco, regular people can't be bothered with that, so they elect a board of supervisors. Those 11 people become the legislative branch of city government.
And the Ubermensch of San Francisco.
So, they have declared and passed a resolution saying that the NRA is a terrorist organization and they have asked their membership to commit untold acts of violence. I don't say untold for dramatic effect. It's just they don't mention any actual examples of the NRA asking their people to go out and kill people.
Yeah, I called up like 9 of the 11 today. This morning. I read this and I was irate. And I said, you know, the definition of a terrorist organization is one which uses violence to achieve political ends.
That's correct.
So although the NRA is not a terrorist organization, your police department is. The FBI is. Yep. The CIA is. Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, yup. All of them.
Which makes them the head of the San Francisco terrorist group.
Exactly.
The police will do their bidding.
Yeah. The way of infamy is to accuse your opponent of that of which you are guilty.
Indeed.
And that's what San Francisco is up to.
WashingtonPost.com with the story here saying that the city is also going to be assessing contractual and financial relationships with vendors that do business with the NRA. The statement they made notes, quote, "The city and county of San Francisco should take every reasonable step to limit those entities who do business with the city and county of San Francisco from doing business with this domestic terrorist organization."
Oh, my God. So I got to wonder, does anybody ever actually, do they actually have NRA bumper stickers in San Francisco? I'll bet that's going to be how they're going to identify them. Somebody in your parking lot has an NRA sticker.
Well, I mean, they probably have some public data on who the NRA does business with. So, I mean, I don't know if there's a list that the NRA publishes or whatever, but we've read stories in the past where some organization somehow it's found out that they're donating to the NRA or that they're providing like a discount. Because I guess like the NRA has like
NRA
a club.
Members get discounts like AAA members do.
So they have a list, right? The NRA has a list of, oh, you're in our club. Here's where you can get a benefit because you're an NRA member. And so San Francisco's going to check that list and check it twice. And then they're going to go down their list of contracts and they're going to say, oh, well, we do business with them, too. We're going to let them know we're no longer going to buy their road building services or whatever it is. You can't clean our porta potties unless you stop doing business with the NRA. That's what they're going to do. But there's more.
Is that even legal? I look at the statement that they made, and I just think the legal department of the city must have plotzed. I mean...
Right. I mean, the idea that the NRA didn't have lawyers just... rubbing their greedy little hands together going, oh, thank you, San Francisco. You have stepped in it as much as you possibly can. Can cities arbitrarily choose because of political beliefs who they do business with? What if one of those businesses that happens to donate to the NRA is a... female-owned business. I'm
black
sorry, it's
female.
Not really
black gay female.
Well, I say female in quotes.
If they don't toe the line on gun control, they're not really minorities. Liberals only put protected status to those minorities that are willing to toe the line on liberal opinion.
That's true.
They further said in their statement, quote, "The NRA conspires to limit gun violence research, restrict gun violence data sharing, and most importantly, aggressively tries to block every piece of sensible gun violence prevention legislation proposed on any level, local, state, or federal," according to somebody.
That's a lie. The NRA ends up supporting half of these cockamamie schemes.
Yeah, but none of them are sensible. So,
okay, good point.
That was according to... let's see, Catherine Stefani, who is one of the San Francisco supervisors, she said further, quote, "When they use phrases like, 'I'll give you my gun when you pry it from my cold dead hands' on bumper stickers, they're saying reasoned debate about public safety should be met with violence."
I would say that putting innocents in prison should
be met with violence.
Say that one more time, sorry.
Please.
I would say that
putting innocents in prison should be met with violence. Mm. Sadly, it rarely is, but, you know, when they're actually coming for you, it's time to shoot back.
I was just going to mention that, you know, Charlton Heston famously said, you know, when they pry it from my dole, he's kind of dead. Can we just drop quoting dead people to make your
point?
Well,
no, because I'll say exactly that. They can, I mean, and the thing is, I don't actually have a gun, being a felon, but, you know, I'll tell you what, if they start going to door to door collecting firearms, I'll know it's time for me to get one.
I think most of the best quotes are from dead people, so no, we definitely can't stop using dead
quoting dead people is important, especially when what he said is true and absolutely, you know, vital to understand.
That's most of our system of government.
Ms. Stefani told the Washington Post she believed the group had earned the designation as a terrorist organization, saying, quote, "They should reasonably know by now they are fueling the hate fire in this country. People are dying. And they continue to stand in the way of reform."
Wow.
Amy Hunter, who's a spokesperson for the NRA,
called self-righteousness, boys and girls. Can you say self-righteous? Sure. I knew you could.
She called the resolution a reckless assault on a law-abiding organization. See, there's that whole law-abiding thing again.
Absolutely.
I told you they love that crap. Its members and the freedoms they all stand for. But here's my question. Would the NRA members, and there's probably some out there in our audience tonight, would you be so law-abiding if they passed a law against your guns? Would you go and be a good law-abiding person and turn them in?
And the NRA supported you.
At what point does it become wrong to abide the law? Because I can't abide gun control.
Yeah.
I think it's a bad plan.
I'm looking at Catherine Stefani's page. She is kind of hot, and that's the first thing I check when I get a story. She's a veteran, too. So, Oh, I'm sorry. She's a City Hall veteran.
Oh.
Whoops. I thought you actually had some cojones there. It's San Francisco. I can make an assumption that you may have cojones. She's worked for the Board of Supervisors from 2007. Since to 2016, she was an employee there before being elected. So she's active.
Lawrence Glickman, who's a professor of history at Cornell University, says it's unusual for governments to orchestrate boycotts of private entities. Quote, "Municipalities in the era of the American Revolution calling for ostracism or boycotting of individuals who violated the non-importation movement by using, for example, British tea, those might be the clearest antecedents for the San Francisco Board of Supervisors decision."
Nice.
So this doesn't happen often.
Hmm.
The insanity. 855, 450-FREE. What do you think of this Board of Supervisors doing what they're doing? What do you think of Walmart saying we don't want open carry? What do you think about everybody jumping on guns bad? This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark DAGs prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.